Well, hop on in. We are taking a road trip, heading down to the crossroads of Americana. I'm John Raybould, hanging out with you. We do this every week, and I bring you alternative country, classic country, and country influence rock and folk. And all this week, I'm on the road. Where am I at right now? No idea, because this is what we're going to do. When I take a road trip, I make it up as I go. I don't really have a plan. I just see things, I get distracted, and I gotta stop. So this is what we'll do. We'll throw a dart at the map, and wherever it lands, that's where we go. I know we have some Grascals joining us, 11 Spoonful, Steel Drivers, Bobby Jean Ashley, the Sullenatic Brothers, Dan Fogelberg. Oh, there's more. 3 hours worth this road trip. We'll enjoy all the music until we get where we need to go. As always, we start off the show with a guy who came up with the term cosmic American music, the inspiration for a sound like this, Graham Parson, when he was with the Flying Burrito Brothers. Colorado, Crossroads of Americana.
Thank you. jukebox plays John Cougar one more time. But if I ever leave here, I hope never to return. If I get that van back, man, the road I'm gonna burn. But right now my future's in the hands of the boys down at Firestone, stuck in Indianapolis, feeling all alone. Can't go west, can't go east, I'm stuck in Indianapolis with a fuel pump that's deceased. 10 days on the road, now I'm 4 hours from my hometown. Is this hell or Indianapolis with no way to get around? Hey, is this hell or Indianapolis with no way to get around?
You are at the crossroads of Americana.
No matter where I am, when I see an old cornfield, well, I'm never far from home. I see country boys running down an old dirt road out by Charlie Bowers' pond. Cough and choke on Ruby Burns' cigarettes that we stole the day before. And on three beers, man, how drunk that we could get. Well, these days it takes more. Those were the days in Indiana that I will never see again. I might see a cornfield in Atlanta, but Indiana's where I am. Daddy was a Green Beret in 1964 in Germany somewhere. When he came home, he ran our household like the corn, but my mama didn't. Mama was a bona fide, full-blooded Chippewa, and you didn't have to ask. Daddy took a job as a garbage man in town, ah, but he didn't raise no trash. Those were the days in Indiana that I will never see again. Might see a cornfield in Atlanta, but Indiana's where I am. And all my friends have all grown up and moved away. And if you ask them, I know that they would say, those were the days in Indiana that I will never see again. See a cornfield in Atlanta, but Indiana's where I am. Those were the days in Indiana that I will never see again. I might see a cornfield in Atlanta, but Indiana's where I am.
That's some cutting-edge bluegrass. That group is called the Grascals. In Indiana, they came from an LP called Keep On Walkin'. 24 Hours a Day was another LP. The Bottle Rockets, they're out of, I think, Missouri. And they sang a song about being stuck in Indianapolis, and they'll puke one more time if you hear John Cougar on the jukebox. Look, I like Johnny. I like Johnny Cougar, John Cougar Mellencamp, John Mellencamp, whatever he calls himself now. Well, he calls himself John Mellencamp, of course. But hey, good music there from the Bottle Rockets. That was called Indianapolis, Colorado. Kick things off by the Flying Burrito Brothers. You got John Raybould. We're taking the road trip. The Crossroads is on the road, and we're going to throw a dart in this direction into a map, and we get the Nashville Cats, Lovin' Spoonful.
Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville, and up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Cats playing clean as country water. Nashville Cats playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Pick it.
That's a phenomenal husband-wife team, Velvet Rodeo and Ghost Town. Ever visit a ghost town? They're pretty cool. I mean, nowadays they're more of a theme park, if I can use theme park, maybe their amusement thing, you know, side of the road, you know, a storyteller coming along the way there. But I always think of Ghost Town when you watch the movie, like The Good and the Bad and the Ugly, when they're walking through the streets. Is somebody there? Okay, police going by, open up the crossroads. Okay, we're good. They're not getting us. You got John Rabel. This is a Crossroads of Americana, and we are doing it on the road this week. And steel drivers I have for you right now. We threw the dart, and it says, Cry No Mississippi.
so inspired. What you do for me? Living ain't easy. It sure ain't free. Look to the heavens to see what I can see.
Solitic Brothers. I like that band. They remind me a bit of the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker Band, all wrapped into one. And that is called South Bend. And that's named after Well, it's actually, it's not necessarily the city of South Bend, but the South Bend is the South Bend of the St. Joe River, which they come from. You got John Raybould. This is the Crossroads of Americana. We're doing it road trip style. I'm on the road someplace. I'm just making up as I go. Pleasure to play this one again. Bobby Jean Ashley. She is a hidden gem. I feel like she's going to break out. Check her out. It's called Muddy Mississippi. Bobby Jean Ashley at the Crossroads of Americana.
Virgin locked in his garage.
brings it out at midnight and cruises down the empty boulevards. And he prowls the darkened alleys that snake between the city's thirsty yards. The lonely desert skies reflect the anger in his eyes, and it is dawn. His father died of drinking and left five children sinking with his mom. His older brother Bobby never made it back from Vietnam. With high school well behind him, he lives at home and works this shitty job. And he thinks his 60 Chevy is the only true amigo that he's got. Sadness, and his soul is like some ugly vacant lie. Mary Estelle Hannah, come out from Louisiana for the sun. But you've gone bad in Dallas, burned and broken on the run. To make the rent and groceries, she takes this job at 3:15 an hour. Serving shots of whiskey and tequila in some smoky redneck bar. She dreams someday she'll make her way to LA and become a movie star. Toby saw her working, he swallowed hard and asked her for a day. I'm working late. Said he had some cocaine that she could have if she'd just ride along. She said, what the hell, I may as well. I haven't had no fun in so damn long. Closing time, they pulled out on the road and they were gone. His mom got frantic when she found her son did not come home. And Mary's roommate panicked and called the sheriff from a public phone. They asked her lots of questions. She tried her best to tell them what she saw. Hey Tony, with a small revolver in his head. The paper simp is dated. It must have been the drugs that drove him mad. So bad. Well, it might have been the desert heat. It might have been the home he never had.
You know you gotta be a great songwriter when you do something and it makes movies in your mind. Dan Fogelberg. That is from Windows and Walls and Tucson, Arizona Gazette. Boy, is that song haunting. You got John Raybould. We're taking a road trip at the crossroads of Americana this week. And Merle Haggard's got some blues out of New York City.
Everyone in New York City's got a frowning face, and I'm sure glad that I'm just passing through. This old country boy from Oakey sure feels out of place. Why, I'm singing these New York City blues. Now Southern hospitality is far behind a thing these Yankee folks don't ever use. And you'll find it somewhere down below that Dixon line. Oh Lord, I got these New York City blues. Here it comes now. This old town sure get long late at night. When you're on the friends, the right good jug of booze. But come daylight in the morning, I'll be out of sight. Lord, I got these New York City blues. Yeah, and Southern hospitality will soon be mine. 'cause I'm going back where the sidewalks fit my shoes. Got these New York City blues.
where the Blue Country highways intersect. You are at the crossroads of Americana.
That is Nico Case, Train from Kansas City, here at the Crossroads of Americana, road trip style this week. We are just picking the place here and there, wherever the road takes us, you know. Next hour, we will have Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys joining us on the trip, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Chris Stapleton, Billy Joe Shaver. You know, got to pull off here, got to pull off, get a snack. You know, when I travel, and you should do the same thing, when you travel out of state or out of town, do not eat at a place you can get back home. That's stupid. You know, find that mom and pop stop. Find that local diner, like that one right down the road here on Route 66. I think we'll stop over there, get friendly with the common folk here. To do that, pulling off, we got Deke Dickerson. This is West Virginia White Boy at the Crossroads of Americana.
Well, I'm a gun-toting, mother-hunting, southern West Virginia white boy. Then I'm a redneck, hillbilly, pail-snorting, bundle of joy. Well, let's go hunting, cause I'm looking for a new decoy. Well, my mama was a pistol and my daddy was a son of a gun. Woo! Fuck me, motherfucker, and I'll show you how we like to have fun. In the hills, you think you went to hell, but the pain has only begun. Ooh. done, son. Well, I'm a gun-toting mother hunching southern West Virginia white boy. Well, I'm a redneck hillbilly pill-snorting bundle of joy. I got a house full of women, so just sit back and enjoy. I said to just sit back and enjoy. I'm a West Virginia white boy, just sit back and enjoy. I'm a West Virginia white boy. Mother.